Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
It's National Farm Safety and Health Week. Let's go in depth with Professor Stephen Freeman, an agricultural engineer at Iowa State University. Professor Freeman, what do you do with ISU?
I am a faculty member in agricultural and biosystems engineering, where I coordinate our occupational safety programs, our curriculum.
And so what's your academic background?
My academic background is in ag engineering.
Okay, so how does ag engineering differ from other kinds of engineering?
Well, in ag engineering, we really take engineering principles from all the other disciplines of engineering and we apply them to agricultural and life sciences.
Well, that's very interesting. Did you grow up in the ag industry?
I did. I grew up on a farm and ranch in eastern Colorado.
So tell us about that operation you grew up in.
Well, we were a mixed operation, about a 1,000 acres of dry land wheat, 500 acres of irrigated corn and alfalfa, we didn't grow soybeans, we grew pinto beans in Colorado because we didn't have a long enough growing season for soybeans. And then we did about 100 beef calves a year. So also beef cattle that we used, we used our own alfalfa and corn to feed them. So we were diverse. Lots of different things happening at different times of the year. I thought it was a great way to grow up.
Well, and I bet you are a better agricultural engineer than if you wouldn't have had that background.
Well, I think so.
Can you do it without having an ag background?
Well, you can. And there are a lot of ag engineers that did not grow up on a farm. But I think I have an advantage when I'm thinking about some of the mechanical applications specifically.
Well, and one of the reasons I wanted to talk with you today is it's National Farm Safety and Health Week. You're trying to get across a variety of messages this week. Can you tell me about some of them?
Well, National Farm Safety and Health Week has been going on for a long time. It's, kind of at the beginning of the fall harvest season, because harvest is one of the most dangerous times for our farmers and agricultural workers. So it's a good reminder about the hazards that exist. And agriculture is consistently the most hazardous industry in the U.S. when we look at the fatality rate.
What are the main causes of fatalities and serious injuries, too? We want to know why people get hurt.
The number one cause of a farm fatality is a tractor rollover. But we have injuries related to equipment. We have injuries related to large livestock. Most of our agriculture injuries occur under times of stress. So I think that most farmers know what the hazards are. They recognize the hazards. They understand the hazards. They're very good about not letting others be exposed to those hazards. But in time crunch, particularly during harvest season, during planting season, they take some shortcuts that sometimes can be very problematic.
And so can you give me some examples?
Well, it's more of the rush. So, during harvest, there's lots of pressure to get the crop in under ideal conditions or as ideal as possible. Their profit margin is often based on their ability to get that crop out of the field. So it's a high stress time for many farmers. So they are going to be potentially working longer hours, getting less sleep, maybe not eating as well. All of those things add up to having moments where a little mistake is more likely to occur. But that's true for all of us. When we're tired, when we're stressed, when we're not thinking about exactly what we're doing, that's when we
especially when we're around heavy objects with sharp edges moving.
Yes. Well, there's lots of moving components on a lot of our equipment. We have also our equipment that is, you know, unlike working in a factory setting, our ag equipment is exposed to the elements. It's lots of dirt, lots of dust, lots of things going on that can damage guards and shields, and just we need to do a lot more maintenance to keep our ag equipment safe.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about National Farm Safety and Health Week with Professor Stephen Freeman, an agricultural engineer at Iowa State University. Now, does some of it have to do with age? It's like, in my job, I have to pay attention to motorcycle wrecks and all other kinds of wrecks and stuff, but it seems every spring, some of the motorcycle wrecks, it's some of the older guys that don't quite have the the response time or the strength or the balance that they did, you know, 30 or 40 years ago. Is that something that can happen? It seems like a lot of the, it's my impression too, but it seems like some of the farming accidents happen among older farmers. Am I just making this up?
No, there are a significant number of older farmers that are seriously injured or killed in agriculture. Part of that, though, is that we have farmers that continue to work into a much older age.
Oh. So
it's much less likely for a farmer to retire at 65 or something like that, where that might be more common in other types of work environments.
I see. And then it makes sense, too. The average age of a farmer is like what, 59?
Yes. Well, I don't know exactly what the Iowa data is, but it's, somewhere around 60. So it is true that for all of us, our reaction time is going to decrease as we age. For most of our agricultural equipment, that's less of an issue. It's more of an issue when we're working around large livestock. So there may be more injuries, but the fatalities are usually not related to a reaction time when we look at our ag equipment fatality.
Well, no, there's another kind of fatality that's, I've noticed a lot on Highway 92. I mean, I think there's been 4 or 5 guys driving tractors on Highway 92. They have to get from one place to another, and then they're struck by other vehicles from behind, and that's been too common in the last few years.
That is one of the hazards during harvest, is the fact that we need to be sharing our rural roads with drivers and farmers. In most of those situations, it's not the farmer that is at fault, but the farmer still needs to understand the environment that they are operating in. And they need to make sure that lighting and marking and everything is correct. But the biggest issue with those rear-end collisions are rural drivers not recognizing how quickly they are going to approach slow-moving vehicles and understanding that speed difference of their approach.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about National Farm Safety and Health Week with Professor Stephen Freeman, an agricultural engineer at Iowa State University. I've often wondered, but I have no reason to believe this is the case, but as you're approaching a tractor from behind, it's got a whole different profile than we're used to seeing. We're used to seeing rectangular profiles not triangular ones. Might that play a role?
Well, it may, but if the SMV emblems are clean and undamaged, those should help. Ag equipment, you know, dawn and dusk, we need to make sure that the lights and the blinkers are working, make sure that we're following the standards. But even if a driver recognizes that it's a tractor, the fact that that tractor might be going 20 miles an hour and they're going 60, it would be like them driving 40 and coming up with something that is just standing there in the middle of the road. So they recognize it, they start to slow down, but they don't slow down fast enough.
Well, some of the other common accidents are with augers and grain bin problems. Can you tell us about those?
Well, we have a grain entrapments are really related to the condition of the grain that is in the bin. So most grain entrapments occur because a farmer is entering that grain bin for some reason. And it's usually because when they're trying to unload it, the grain's not flowing. So it's acceptable safety practice for farmers to enter grain bins. Sometimes they need to do that, but they should make sure that all of the unloading equipment is turned off before they do.
Are there any other common injuries or, you know, other things that we have to worry about?
Well, I think that there's always the opportunity for slips, trips, and falls in agricultural environments. The ground is uneven when you're walking in fields, particularly during harvest. There's a lot of getting on and off equipment, so there's always the opportunity to fall when we're climbing into a combine, for example, or climbing into a tractor, particularly if we're in a hurry, or if the, you know, if the ladders are muddy or, you know, they're not clean, or if they're wet. So those also go up during harvest when there's more of a rush.
Now, you have webinars this week. Can you tell us what the topics are and where people need to go to if they want to view them?
Yeah, so the National Farm Safety and Health Week, also every year we have different themed topics that we focus on each day. So for example, Monday the 19th, the daily focus is tractor safety and rural roadway safety. And on that day, the AgriSafe webinar is specifically on crashes involving agricultural vehicles. So that's what they're going to be talking about at noon for their webinar. And then at 2 o'clock, they're going to be talking about ATV safety. So you can register for those by going to the AgriSafe website, or they can go to the National Farm Safety and Health national website, and there's a link right there for them to register. And for all of the AgriSafe webinars, each day, they only need to register once, and then they will have access to all of them. So they don't have to keep registering for each individual seminar.
Okay, and what do you have on Tuesday?
Tuesday, the theme is health, so it's farmer health. And on Tuesday, the noon seminar is about the risk of suicide among farmers. And then in the afternoon, it's heat exposure and smoke exposure from wildfires.
And Wednesday?
Wednesday's theme is youth safety in agriculture. So on Wednesday, the first webinar is protecting and promoting the health of young agricultural workers, the role of the employers and supervisors. And then the second one is on farm youth mental health.
And Thursday?
Thursday's focus is confined spaces. So it's going to be general grain bin safety for one of the webinars, and then grain bin entry for the second one.
Friday?
Friday is safety and health issues for women in agriculture. So the first one injury prevention for aging women in agriculture. And the second one is preventing sexual harassment in agricultural workplaces.
Well, we're getting close to the end of the interview, and I'd just like to ask you if you have any other information you'd like to share or any advice you'd like to give.
Well, I would like people to be thinking about agricultural safety and farm safety every week. But Farm Safety and Health Week gives us the opportunity to pause and focus on the fact that here in Iowa, we have wonderful farmland. We lead the nation in many aspects of agricultural production, but our most valuable agricultural resource in the state of Iowa is still the farmers and the ag workers that make everything else possible for us. So I would encourage everybody to do their part in helping ag safety professionals and organizations in this space, helping to reduce workplace injuries and fatalities among agricultural workers, so that we can continue to benefit from the wonderful agricultural production that this state benefits from.
Thanks to Stephen Freeman for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe. An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.